Picture a cool piece of wood resting beside a flickering flame. It isn't hot yet, but under the right conditions, it certainly can become hot.
That simple scene contains Thomas Aquinas's entire starting point for change. But it also leads straight into a deep philosophical puzzle.
Because when Thomists talk about this capacity, they start using terms like potency, and eventually pure potential. And to an ordinary listener, pure potential sounds dangerously close to, well, nothing at all. If something has zero actual existence of its own, how can you call it real?
That's the trap. Critics argue that if Aquinas calls prime matter real while insisting it has no actuality of its own, he's trapped in a direct contradiction.
And if he contradicts himself at the foundation, his whole framework of act and potency collapses.
Precisely. But if he doesn't, if his distinctions actually hold up, then the real fight moves somewhere else entirely. Think of that wood sitting by the fire. Before we reach radical matter, we have to look closely at what happens when it actually begins to warm up.